Hello and welcome into this week's edition of
Yeti!
Here with the wonderful and fabulous Nina Blanco.
Aww.
I am Dubs or Rob or Colorado Rob.
What do you prefer?
You know, it's interesting. So I am filling in on a sports show this upcoming week.
Oh.
And just for like a couple hours one day.
Uh-huh.
But every time I do sports stuff, I do it as like Colorado Rob.
Oh,
then,
really?
Yeah. And then I was on air for years with you as Dubs.
Right.
And so I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
It's whatever.
Do people call you Colorado?
You should probably pick one. Yeah. I feel like most people know you as Dubs because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably the highest percentage.
Yeah. I don't know anyone that's ever called you Colorado Rob before. So.
That was like my on air name before
Dubs.
Call me whatever you want.
All right. You got it.
We're in Yeti. It's Yes, I'm Talking to You.
We
have to give some people a talking to. And you know who we're going to give a talking to in this episode based on everything that's been happening with the world. So I'll hand it over to Nina Blanco to begin our you, me, and we with her you portion.
Damn it, Russia.
I mean, come on.
I've had it.
You were tired of it before it started, Russia.
Right, exactly. It's just like we didn't need this. We don't need this whole war situation going on, which is, it's just so awful. And you hear all these different news stories that are coming in every single day. I've started following some like local Russians who have been like live streaming their experience and sharing video of what it's like on the streets and stuff. And it's awful. And just like, the state of the world in general is starting to physically mess with me.
Yeah.
And I just, it needs to be done. Yeah. I'm exhausted. I think we're all exhausted. So I woke up at 3:30 in the morning today for no reason. For no reason at all. And the only thing that I can think of is just like the state of the world. Things are crazy right now. So I actually posted it up on my Instagram story that like I've been up since 3:30. So I'm just gonna like get the day going, which is exactly what I did. And someone had messaged me, her name is Kelly. She said, that's been happening to me a lot lately too. The energy in the world is weird and it's keeping people from sleeping lately. When this happens, it's common to be waking up around 2 to 3 in the morning and staying up all day.
And it's literally just your anxiety.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still like, we're in the middle of this pandemic still. It's not over necessarily. Hopefully things are starting to get better, but it's still not over. You're still stressed about that. On top of that, just like everything with Russia trying to invade Ukraine and all this terrible thing that's going on. And I'm over it, man. Yeah. I'm so over it.
Yeah. And then somebody put out this tweet and I thought it was very apt. They're like, how many people in the world really want this war?
Because
see these Russian people out on the streets protesting.
Yeah.
And not just protesting like, oh, we don't want war, which is great. But like with the threat of being thrown in jail.
And they are.
Voicing their opinion.
Yep.
They're saying that some of them are getting sent to like military camps so they could take part in the war. Like they are trying
no.
to. No. Of course, these are all, you know, rumors on Twitter and stuff like that. So
oh my
how
gosh.
Much do you actually believe?
Yeah.
But still, the point is, there's like 100 people on the planet
right.
that want this war.
Maybe.
They're saying these Russian soldiers are like getting captured and being like, we thought this was an exercise.
Yeah, I've heard that they're telling them that they're training exercises and they're sending them out to like go kill people and do bad things.
And then all of a sudden, like they are a prisoner of war.
Yeah.
And like the Ukraine is letting them call their parents.
Right.
Because their parents had no idea that like you're in a war.
Mom, can you pick me up? Right. Like, exactly. I don't know. It is. It is just awful. And it's definitely taking its toll. It's been a couple of weeks now that we've been dealing with this. And it's like, okay, well, when are you all going to let up? Because, you know?
And like, this is a much smaller side of it. But when you were talking about the anxiety that affects you personally, you know, there's already supply chain issues going on, which I think are kind of bullshit. Like,
I don't know how any of this stuff works. I really don't know.
But like, I don't know, a bunch of these companies have like the biggest profit margin they've had in like decades. And then they're like, oh, there's supply chain problems, so we have to charge you extra on everything.
Right.
And like at first it was like, no, I get it, COVID, it's totally fine. And now it's like,
well,
come on, how much do you really?
It's a little fishy.
Right?
A little bit.
But so now there's, you know, with Russia being in this war and being sanctioned, now there's extra supply chain issues.
Yeah.
You got to worry about paying $50 to fill your tank.
Oh my gosh, the gas prices have been terrible.
Yeah, it's just, and it absolutely will wake you up in the middle of the night and just kind of work
on it. Right. So if you've been waking up in the middle of the night too, you're not alone. I'm right there with you. We stressed. We're all stressed.
All right. For the me, I wanted to, I guess I'm yelling at some random person. I don't know who it is.
Okay.
There was somebody who on March 3rd between 2:30 p.m. and 9:30 a.m. Stole a box of human heads.
I heard them about this. I had to. Oh my gosh. I saw this headline. I'm not going to lie. A lot of like local headlines, I won't even bother opening the article. Just like, ha ha, you're dumb. But this one, I had to open the article. I was like, which came first? Like, who's decapitating heads over here? What's going on?
So apparently these heads were for scientific research. The box was apparently labeled exempt human specimen.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody stole it. Not like the whole truck, not a bunch of boxes, just but like
this box.
This box.
Oh my gosh.
A box of human heads.
Human heads. And oh my gosh.
Sometimes you're a thief and you get in there, and we've heard these stories all the time where like, you don't steal exactly what you thought you were going to steal.
Right.
Right. Like you get in there, you get nervous, you grab something, you run out.
Yeah.
When you find out.
Well, you open that box. You open that specific box.
The box is a box of human heads.
You look inside and there's not just one human head. There's multiple human heads.
Don't you like leave it somewhere and then call the cops and be like, hey man, there's just a box of heads on 6th and Santa Fe.
Right? Oh, I don't know. Right? I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, authorities are asking for like any information regarding this box of human heads. They need it back. It is for research.
Well, and then like, this is somebody's family.
I know.
Head. And like, they thought they were doing something great by donating their body to research, but they probably didn't tell the family like, hey, what we're going to do when we use their bodies for scientific research is chop their heads off.
Right.
And then mail them to somebody.
I had no idea they did this.
I mean, listen, every
it's a part whole,
of the body is...
But it's like a whole head.
I...
Does it include the neck?
I don't...
I want to know that too.
Sorry, I was sick last week. They you said were. I'm going to have a cough for a while.
Okay.
It's not contagious. But that made me choke. Yeah. How much of the neck is there? Nina wants to know.
That's what I want to know.
Supple placement. I don't
like for why, human why head cadavers. I don't know.
What if they cut it right at the jawline? Is that
right?
Is that all right?
I don't know. Like, does that cut off this like the brain? What is it? Stem?
The stem. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
They probably need that.
So then you need some of the neck too to get that.
If that's what you're going for.
I don't know.
Who it's knows? Just
when I first saw this story and I first saw the headline, I thought two crimes were committed. I thought there was a serial killer chopping people's heads off,
right?
And then someone broke into that serial killer's car and stole the box. Yeah, that's what I thought had happened, but no, it was scientific research. But yeah, this story even still blows my mind.
It's unbelievable. And it's like one of a couple unbelievable stories in Denver over the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Gosh. I mean, people like, are wilding.
What do you do with that?
Yeah.
What do you do with that?
Exactly. Oh my gosh. No. All right,
for the Wii, what did we pick for the Wii?
I forgot.
Was it Brittany Griner?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a WNBA player who, now this is true of a lot of WNBA players. They do not make enough money playing here in the States.
No.
And so Russia has a bunch of women's basketball leagues and they play opposite the WNBA.
Yeah.
So technically you can play basketball year round and play both in the United States and Russia and make a living doing it where you're not uncomfortable.
For sure.
But you got to go live in Russia for half of the year.
Yes.
So a lot of these WNBA players go back and forth. All of them now have come out of Russia since everything happened.
Yeah.
Except for one of them, who is Brittany Griner.
Brittany.
Who was getting on an airplane to try to get out of there.
Yeah.
And got stopped in customs and had vape cartridges in her bag.
Girl!
These were weed vape cartridges.
I was going to say, not just regular vape. Mm-mm.
THC in them, which makes them illegal.
Very.
Which means she's now being detained. Now, if it was regular times with the U.S. and Russia, I'm sure the Russians would use this to, like, needle the U.S. Right. a little bit.
Probably, or just, like, ask for a lot of money.
But with everything going on, yeah. they are going to prosecute to the fullest extent yeah. of the law. Ugh. And guess what? There's no embassy in Russia right now for Americans.
That's right, because they pulled everyone out.
They closed it down.
Oh, my gosh.
She has no embassy support. She's one of the biggest stars in the WNBA. And, like, you got to do better than this.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do better than this.
You have to.
Chances are it was in her bag. She didn't think about it. She just
I'm sure.
packed and it's it up, just got like on the plane.
This tiny little cartridge, maybe she thought it was a regular cartridge, but it happened to be the THC cartridges.
But it was the THC, and you gotta know better, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you
yeah.
ever been stopped at customs like that?
I have not, where I was fully checked. I have not. The only thing that I can think of is, like, I always get nervous when I have to push the button leaving Mexico.
Push the button.
Yeah. You never had to push the button?
No.
It's like a security thing. And
been to Mexico.
When you're leaving Mexico, every single person has to go through and you literally just have to push a button and it's random, supposedly random, but
yeah, right. Those are all
right.
Random. When I was a high school kid with long hair and looked like I smoked weed, I got randomly checked a whole bunch of times.
But you push this button and it turns green or it turns red. And if it's red, they have to go through and check your bag. And if it's green, just go ahead and go through.
Oh, I mean, I guess I did that.
Yeah, that's been around forever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
No, you don't like remember having to push the button though.
I have been searched.
Oh.
Airport security.
Really?
So many times.
Extensively?
I can't even tell you. Literally every time I go through, they do the bomb test. They do the drug test.
Oh, I did have to get, they had to do the like bomb test on my fingers where they had like that little strip.
Yeah. So they take the strip first and they wipe like the zippers of your bag.
Yeah.
See if there's residue on the bag.
Right.
And then they test your hands your palm. As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. They wipe your hands with the cloth and they put it in some
the
machine.
Tester.
That you have no idea what it does or if it works. And then it tells you you're good or not.
Oh my gosh. No.
Pat down, bags open. Part of it is just me having the worst luck of anybody of all time. But at the same time, like, I get searched by airport security so much that I probably, this Mexico thing, I probably did it and was like, boop. And they're like, we have to search and like, get figures.
Yeah.
Just, go ahead.
It was just one of the many times you've had to be searched.
I'm not hiding it.
I love it.
All right. So we like to bring something positive to the show every week. Our stories haven't been exactly, I guess they've been a little bit negative, humid heads and all.
Yeah.
But we wanted to bring a little positive this week. So I brought this story from Airbnb, who is setting up free housing for 100,000 Ukrainian refugees.
Nice.
They are just one company of several that are doing amazing things trying to help these people who are going through a horrible time.
Lot. Just I've seen a lot of like the good posts that come out of this and kind of going alongside with Airbnb is just like Airbnb customers have been booking up places to stay in Ukraine in the Ukraine, and they've been like paying as if they're going to go and stay there, but obviously they're not going to go and stay there. And then the Airbnb hosts are also, you know, just trying to open their doors for anyone that may need it. But that is something else alongside Airbnb that people are trying to do is just like, I don't know, help Ukrainian people make money by just booking these Airbnb listings.
Giving them that extra however many dollars even though they're not going there.
Right.
I mean, listen, there's a ton of companies doing great stuff. I wanted to mention Airbnb. I thought that was nice.
Yeah,
I didn't know that little side of it, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention Chef Jose Andres.
Okay.
World Kitchen. I'm sure you've seen this before.
Probably.
He's a, like a celebrity chef who made all his money a couple years back, back.
Yeah.
Started this World Kitchen thing anywhere that they're needed at any time for any reason. He goes and he sets up restaurants and does free food giveaways.
That's cool.
Yeah. So they have like four different stations at different border crossings to feed Ukrainian people as soon as they come across the border into Poland or wherever they're going, Romania.
Yeah.
And then they are setting up kitchens at like refugee camps. And then he explained like this whole three-tier system that they have where they're like, we want to get them a hot, fresh meal right when they come across the border. Then we want to make sure we can feed them while they're in refugee camps.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're setting up a third tier that's like, he's like, when the war's over, we're going to go into Ukraine and go to these towns where people are going to be flooding back to.
Right.
And don't have any food.
Right.
And we're going to set up kitchens there. And he's like, it's amazing how many people you can feed as long as you can make the supply chain happen.
Right.
And like, he does this for hurricanes and, you know, tornadoes.
That's so cool.
And war. And it's amazing what they do. So if you've been looking for somewhere to donate, I will throw them out there. A lot of the money goes, you know, the percentages always are different.
Right.
But a lot of the money for them goes right to feeding people who need it. So it's an amazing thing that they do.
That's awesome. Can I add one more like good story that I've saw online is that people at the border of Ukraine, when, you know, where Ukrainians are getting out to, like you said, Poland or Lithuania or surrounding countries, a lot of people are traveling by train. And so when they get into the train station of this new country, that there have been a lot of like moms with used baby stuff, and they're just leaving strollers on the train platforms for moms and parents with kids who are traveling with kids, because you're on a train and you're just trying to pack whatever you can as fast as you can. Yeah. Exactly. And so you probably can't carry that big bulky stroller, and moms are leaving full strollers out there with additional supplies and diapers like that in the strollers for whoever comes and takes it, whoever needs it, which is just so cool.
Yeah, that is pretty awesome. Listen, these times, you saw it with COVID too, like they show you the best in humanity.
Yeah.
Eventually you hear the stories about the worst in humanity too, which, like you said earlier in the broadcast, can be heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We always say look for the helpers when we've talked about this kind of stuff, and this is that example to me, you know, like,
I think so.
You can find the best people in humanity when the chips are down.
People are doing whatever they can, just going through their old stuff. If I can't use this anymore, let me just take it to the train station. Yeah. Someone is going to be there that needs it. Yeah.
Hopefully we don't have to see too much more of it, but it is uplifting to see some people doing everything that they can.
Most definitely.
All right. Finally, we wanted to talk about the whack ass of the week, which, you know, of course we're just going to make Russia again.
Why not? I mean, we missed last week's episode because you were out sick.
Yeah.
So it's like, we gotta recap and we gotta catch up on all of this stuff.
So listen, Russia is like, the scorned girlfriend who always wants to get back at people. I'm trying to pull up the tweet right now. They put out a list. The Russian government put out a list of countries that have wronged the Republic of Russia.
Oh.
And this,
I mean, the U.S. is like, what, number one there, right?
Yeah, right. And so the list is what you would expect, right? U.S.
Yeah.
I think Australia is on there.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of countries, Britain, there's a whole bunch of them. The ones everywhere that you'd expect.
Yeah.
Then there's two countries on there and nobody has any idea why. One of them is San Marino.
What? Where even is that?
It is off of the coast of Italy. There are 33,000 people who live there.
Yeah, it must be tiny. I've never even heard of it.
This is, Russia is like the crazy Karen who's going on a tirade, who's just like naming everybody who's ever done anything wrong to them.
I'm taking everyone down with me.
And you that one time looked at me funny, and you took the last milk carton one time. And
like what is
San
this?
Marino?
Yeah, this tiny little place.
So Twitter is going after them because it's like, why are, it's like Liechtenstein's on there or something.
What?
Luxembourg's on there. Like these random countries who just had nothing to do with Russia ever.
And Russia's just being a bitch.
Yeah, they're just being cranky motherfuckers.
Catty bitch.
So, I mean, listen, we don't want to joke too much about it, but I just thought it was so funny that here's the country that started all the problems.
Yeah.
And now they're like, well, you guys wronged us.
So like, I mean, point fingers.
It's that drunk guy in the bar who's like, well, you started it. Like, no, man, you started it. Knock it off. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right. See here, I think we can just sum it up with one of your favorite lines.
Okay.
That I have done before and you just crack up at it every time.
Oh no, what is it?
Harry Potter and the audacity of this bitch.
I do love that.
I mean, right, though? The audacity of Russia. Get out of here.
How dare you? How dare you? After you caused all this trouble, and now we've got to hear about how San Marino has wronged you.
Okay.
With its 33,000 people.
Right? Like, drink some limoncello and shut up.
Is that what you do when you try to shut people up? You give them limoncello?
I don't know. You just said it was off the coast of Italy, so.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
That's all I got. I don't know.
I was trying to get people to shut up. I wouldn't be, like, offering them drinks, but this is a new thing, maybe. I don't know.
Why not?
Sure, okay. Well, welcome. Thank you for listening to Yitty with us.
Yeah.
You can find her at The Nina Blanco.
Yes, and you can find Dubs at Dubs the Third.
And yes, we're talking to you. It's Yitty. We'll be back next Monday. So make sure you tune in on Spotify and on YouTube.